Good morning. Welcome this morning to our worship service. We're just going to start off with a few announcements. The long-awaited annual meeting is Wednesday, October 18th. And so please show up for that if you know you're supposed to be here. It'll be a fun time. And we are providing some childcare from ages 10 on down. So plan accordingly with that. And if anybody from 10 on up would like to stay for the annual meeting, I think that's probably good for our youth to be able to see how an annual meeting is run and how a church is run. I never got that as a kid, so I think that would be good. As a youth pastor telling you that that's probably good if you would like to show up. Might be boring, but I don't know. It could be fun. Could be interesting. So, then on November 5th, we're having a baptism. So that'll be a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of people getting baptized that day, and if you are still interested in that, it's not too late to be baptized. It'll be a good time, a celebration, and lots of fun. So, then on November 19th, there's the community Thanksgiving service at the Freedom Church, and Pastor Jim is doing that. That's November 17th at 7 o'clock at night. So, then we're having our Sunday School Christmas program. Feels a little bit early talking about Christmas right now, but read through that so you know what's all going on with that. And then you guys can see the love offering amounts down there as well. Any other announcements this morning? If not, we are going to go on to our call to worship, which is from John 16:33. And it says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning. Let's stand and we'll sing together number 472, "The Battle is the Lord's," 472 in your hymnal. The battle is the Lord's, the harvest fields are wide. How few the reaping hands appear, their strength outside. Yet victory is sure, we face a vanquished foe. Then forward with the risen Christ to battle go. The battle is the Lord's, not ours in strength or skill, but He who alone in vibrant grace to work His will. Ours counting not the cost, unflinching you obey, and in His time His holy arm shall win the day. The battle is the Lord's, the victor crucified. Be satisfied, the power of hell shall fail, and all God's will be done, till every soul whom He has given to Christ be won. The battle is the Lord's, stand still my soul and view the great elevation God has wrought, revealed for you. Then resting in His might, lift high His triumph song, for power, dominion, kingdom, strength to Christ belong. Thanks for singing. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them this morning.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praise and prayer requests. But before we do that, Cassidy is going to come up and give us an update about her summer that she spent as a summer missionary at Victory Center Bible Camp. So Cassidy, you want to come up and share?
Good morning, everybody. So I'd just like to take a few minutes to share with you all about my time as a cabin leader at Victory Center Bible Camp this summer. I would first of all like to thank all of you for praying for me while I served this summer. I truly could not have done it without you. I face struggles every day, from struggling to find my own time to spend with the Lord, to weariness, to struggling with difficult campers, to heat. But I could not have done it without your prayers. The Lord is faithful, and he gave me the strength to persevere and serve him every day. This year, the camp theme was one God, one mediator, one life. Each week, we sang songs and listened to messages that centered on this theme. It was so cool to see how our different speakers each week took this theme and ran with it in a different direction. I never felt like I was hearing the same message every single week, and God taught me different things each week. The biggest highlight of my summer was having the privilege of leading four campers to the Lord over the course of the summer. I hope that you will join me in praying for these campers and for praising the Lord for the work that he did in these girls' lives. Please continue to pray for them as they embark in their journey of new life. They all come from different family and spiritual backgrounds. Some of them don't go to church at all. Some of them go to churches that do not teach correctly from the Bible. So just pray for these girls throughout the next year. A few other prayer requests that I want to share with you looking back over my summer would be to pray for campers who are struggling with assurance of their salvation. I talked with multiple girls every week who have accepted Jesus as their Savior but weren't sure if they could lose that, if they sinned too much, or if it really mattered. Pray also for campers to continue to grow spiritually outside of the camp bubble. A lot of them, we all get excited, you know, when you're studying God's word for a concentrated period of time like that, and they go home and it's easy to forget what you learned. And also pray for campers who are already on fire to serve the Lord. It was really cool to talk to some campers. I had one girl who we asked her at the beginning of the week, what she wanted to do with her life. And she was like, I want to go love children in Uganda. I was like, okay, that's very specific. but she was very passionate and knew that's what she wanted to do. I had another camper who she's the only Christian in her family. but she has such a passion to share the love of Christ with her family and with her friends around her. And there was multiple girls who I knew once they got older, they would make great cabin leaders. So continue to pray for those girls as well. And then lastly, pray that God would already begin preparing the hearts of campers, cabin leaders, and the directors for next year. It's never too early to start thinking about camp, and God can already be preparing hearts for that. I have a couple copies of my end of the summer newsletter out on the table in the foyer. If you want to hear more about how my summer went, or if you have any other questions, I'd love to talk with you about it. Thank you.
All right, so I do have a number of updates to share with you about things that are on our prayer list. So first off, if you're looking at your prayer list there at the bottom, Tammy Hoffman, her knee replacement surgery did go well. There was an email that went out about her dealing with nausea, so continue to pray for her. Pastor Jim did let me know this morning that her nausea seems to be better today, but continue to pray for her. And then right above Tammy is Caden Waring, and he had a tonsillectomy on Friday, and that also went well from the report that I have received. Got an email out last week about Remington Harrell and his appendix, and his surgery also went well, and he is back home, so that is also a praise. And then I was handed a request by Mark, prayers for Colton and Michaela Kettlehut, especially Michaela, as they are expecting number two in March. So be in prayer for them. We do want to pray for our annual meeting on Wednesday. Pray that everything will go well with that. And we certainly want to be praying for the situation in Israel and the conflict going on there. We have other prayer requests today or praises? June.
Bob's cataract surgery went well.
Okay. That's good. Glad to hear that, Bob. Anything else? Oh, you're going to be nice to me today, huh? Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the privilege that it is to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to worship you. We thank you for the freedom that we have to do that. And we do know that that is not the case in every area of the world. And we do pray for believers in places in the world where naming the name of Christ puts their lives at risk. And we do pray for strength for them, for perseverance, for boldness and discernment. We think also of places right now in the world where they are in the midst of conflict, and we're particularly mindful of the fighting that's going on in Israel. And we know that Israel has a special place in your eye. And we do pray for the fighting that's there. We pray for a quick end to it. We pray for protection for the people of Israel. We think also of the fighting going in Ukraine and the ongoing conflict there, and we pray for an end to that war as well. We are mindful of the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces who are serving, and we thank you for their willingness to do that. And we think especially of those who are deployed overseas, especially those who might be in the Middle East and areas where there's tension. Also those that are on that aircraft carrier near Korea right now. We thank you for the willingness of men and women to serve. And we do pray for them and for their families. We pray for our leaders. We ask for wisdom and guidance for them and decisions that they make. We do pray for our own country. And we know that there are a lot of things in our country that are not going so well, a lot of things that are not pleasing to you, a lot of discord and disagreement. And we do pray for our elected officials here and for wisdom and guidance for them as well. And as we're already in the early stages of election campaigning for next year, we pray for your will to be done in those elections as well. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to share praises and prayer requests, and we're thankful this morning to have a number of praises to share, and we thank you for the good report that we've had this morning for each of those individuals who had procedures last week. We thank you that Bob's cataract surgery went well. We thank you for being with with Tammy and her knee replacement, and we thank you that the surgery itself went well. We do pray that you continue to help her in her recovery. We pray that the nausea that she's experiencing will go away and stay away, and she'll be able to persevere through the physical therapy that she'll have to do for her knee. We thank you that Caden's tonsillectomy went well too, and we pray for his recovery. And we thank you for being with Remington also in the surgery that he had to have. We do pray that you would be with others that are on our prayer request list. Lots of needs that are here and different needs that you're familiar with. You know all those needs, and we just ask that you would be in each situation. We pray for your will to be done. We do pray for the request for the Kettle Huts. We pray for Colton and Michaela, and we pray especially for Michaela and her health as they look forward to adding another child in March. And we pray that the pregnancy would go smoothly. We pray that you'd continue to be with the ministries of our church. We pray that you'd be not only with this service this morning, but we pray for our Sunday school time. We thank for each of our Sunday school teachers. We pray that you'd give them wisdom in teaching their classes. We thank you for their willingness to do that and for the time they put into their preparation. We pray for youth group tonight, and we thank you for each of the young people that are part of that, and also for Club Rock on Wednesday, and the children that are being taught your word and hearing the gospel message through that ministry. We do pray for our annual meeting on Wednesday, and we pray that it would be a time of reflection on what you've done in our congregation over the past year. We pray for decisions that need to be made, and we pray that there would be unity and discernment in those decisions. We just pray that the meeting would go smoothly and be honoring to you. We do thank you for the privilege that we have of supporting missionaries. We thank you for the report that we heard from Cassidy this morning about her summer as a counselor at Victory Center. We thank you for the opportunity to be part of the ministry of Dick and Gloria Persons and for their work. We pray that you continue to watch over them. We pray for their health. We pray for the ministry that they're involved in. We thank you for the good report that we've received about the repairs and improvements that have been made to Camp Karis. And we just pray that you'd continue to watch over them and give them many opportunities to share the gospel. We thank you for your provision for our needs as individuals and as a congregation. And we pray that we would be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with. We pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive and that we would use those funds wisely in the furtherance of your kingdom. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your love for us and the forgiveness of our sins made possible through his death and resurrection. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to be here? You know, first of all, Janelle, that was beautiful. Yesterday I was out in my yard, I was working, and I thought I'm going to have to put bundles of clothes on because it's chilly, it's cold. But I really didn't. And when I got outside, I realized that there was freshness, there was Christmas, there was a smell in the air that made it just amazing. And as I was out there by myself, I could feel God's love wrapping around the world that we live in. He gives us these seasons in our lives for many reasons. But for me, it's like he just was loving me no matter. He wiped the old away and was giving me freshness yesterday. And it was really, really cool. And so I don't know if you feel that or see that in your lives at different times, but it's amazing to be able to feel God's love in the seasons. And fall is beautiful. I know it brings on harvest and snow, but we don't have to think about that yet. We're going to sing. We're going to praise him. We're going to love him this morning. Let's stand up. Let's love Jesus.
And every day to sing glory to God and his protection and watching over us and the things we do and the things that we don't think about before we do. But that happens sometimes more often than it should in my case, but Anyways, let's sing another praise to the Lord this morning.
As we prepare for the church service this morning, for the pastor, for the message, Lord, it's amazing how all these songs bring into perspective of what God is really working through in each of our lives. Sing with us this morning again.
Long preserved for our walk in this sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Martyrs' blood stains each page. They have died for this faith. Hear them cry through the years. Heed these words and hold them dear. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing. Changing you, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words
Father, we do thank you so much for giving us your word. We thank you for the truth of those ancient words and their relevance to our lives. Pray that we would be attentive now as we look into your word and we see what you have to say to us this morning. We pray that we would be attentive to it, that we'd receive it, meditate on it, and apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.